If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. I guess on iTunes, patreon.com/High Society Radio, at HS Radio Show on Twitter, High Society Radio on Instagram, and on Reddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And Bronx Johnny is not here tonight.
No.
Because he's a piece of garbage, and he doesn't like us, and we're not friends anymore.
I think he's actually having some family issues.
Because Bronx Johnny likes to talk a lot of shit and make me and Chris both look bad at the same time.
That's true. He did call you and spill some beans over the weekend.
He also spilled some vomit. I was drinking with him over the weekend.
He did spill some vomit. He's a puker.
And I'm going to Instagram a picture of he and I at the bar on Instagram. So check out our Instagram, instagram.com/High Society Radio.
So you guys were drinking at a bar in Queens?
Yeah, Q Borough.
And you didn't just come to the bar that I work at in Queens?
No, because we're A, bad friends.
Yep,
B,
clearly.
You must have missed the memo on the team meeting. Like, we had that team meeting at the Yankee game.
I wasn't going to the Bronx. I don't go above 60th Street. That's insane.
And then we had the team meeting about 8 blocks away from where you were. And I guess, I don't know, you were working your job.
Yeah.
So sitting in for Bronx Johnny, the formerly of TechCrunch.com, and currently the tech editor at Circa, Mr. Nicholas DeLeon. Nicholas.
Hello, everyone. Happy to be here.
It's good to see you.
Yes. Johnny's brown and I'm brown too, so hopefully I can fill in his shoes and, you know.
That's it. Johnny, you're out. Beat it. Stay home.
We're going to have team meetings with Johnny not around.
Loose lips ruin relationships. That's what I always say, Bronx Johnny. Nicholas, it's good to see you.
It's great to be here. I'm a long-time listener of the show. I'm a big fan. I think you guys are the best entrepreneurship podcast on the internet today, and
I think we are. You got a lot of good ideas.
You have a lot of really good ideas. It's
That's
a thing.
Very interesting. Thank you for that.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Here's the thing, though. I just found this out because we just met 5 minutes ago. That you are the one who actually turned us into entrepreneurs because you sent me a message on Reddit. What, like a year ago, and told me what Patreon was, and I had no fucking clue what it was.
It was a while ago. Patreon had like just launched or just started getting pressed. So I was like, oh my God, I know who exactly can use this. It's a High Society. So I messaged you on Reddit, said, hey, you guys should do this, and you can make money for it.
And a year later, we're still dangling a pizza party in front of the people out there.
Thank you because Chris always took credit for saying he was the guy who came up with Patreon. So I'm glad that you.
Well, it's not like I came up with it.
No,
I just
gave
you
the link. Up with it. You invented Patreon and put Chris on, and then he took all the credit and then said, hey. And then Chris was like, hey, we should throw a pizza party. And I was like, I don't know if we should do that.
No.
Dude.
I did not say that.
I
said the
did.
Opposite of that. I believe me and Johnny were like, no, let's not do that.
Who's Johnny? Because he's dead to all of us now. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys all in with the dead Johnny's Dead to Us pact?
Sure. We've said this before. He's like a bad girlfriend. He just keeps coming back.
I mean, I've never met him. So
Nicholas, you're in
exist.
Every week now. Clear
okay.
your fucking
now listen,
calendar.
Do you have a box cutter on you? Because that was Johnny's thing. He was the
I
guy
left
with
it at
the box
home,
cutter.
Actually. Sorry.
You coming up prepared on your first day of work?
That's a problem. That's
sorry,
a problem.
Boss.
On your on your first day of work where you were dragged into it. Like, hey, what's up? You want to come up? You wanna cut something
yeah,
with us?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
I love stuff.
Some people might know Nicholas's brother. Gabe on the Davey Mac Sports Program on Riotcast.com, or as he's known now, it's Piss.
Why'd you start calling him Piss?
Well, that's just his new name. We decided that his name is Piss.
Like, is it like Reek on Game of Thrones?
Kind of,
like,
yeah.
Do you guys like fuck chicks in front of him, make him cry?
Yeah, yeah. And then we cut his penis off and then flayed him. Now, Nicholas, you don't know what we're talking about, do you?
No, I actually contacted you about a month ago to ask for every single Game of Thrones spoiler. Because, frankly, I'm a little tired of people on the internet being like, this is the greatest thing in the history of creation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to know what the story is, get it out of the way, and be like, all right, thanks, guys.
There might be some zombies.
I understand dragons. That because I'll just read Wikipedia articles of movies instead of actually watching the movie.
And then you'll tell people that the movie is shit without ever seeing the movie.
Yeah, that happened with Interstellar. I was like, I read through the Wikipedia, was very confused, and was like, this movie sucks. Even though I just spent 4 minutes reading the Wikipedia and didn't even bother trying to watch it.
I like that movie.
From the fucking Wikipedia, that movie sounded like garbage. Nicholas, did you enjoy it?
I saw about half of it.
Really? I'm the only one that liked it.
I'm not going to say how I got it, but the half I saw was great.
Okay.
All right, you're almost on my level.
Okay.
You actually try. I've actually turned movies off in the middle of watching them and just read the Wikipedia. Like, this is moving too slowly
for me.
Before,
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be worth watching this thing. So let me read what happens and see if there's anything good in it. And it just ends up being garbage. And I'm like, screw this. I'm so glad I didn't watch this.
This is a guy who's watched Step Up to the Streets multiple times.
Yeah.
And John Wick.
Oh, and John Wick is good.
And all the Fast and the Furious movies.
No, I haven't seen all of them. I've just watched Tokyo Drift about 7 or 8 times.
All right.
You didn't see the latest one with The Rock and Ronda Rousey?
No, Johnny fucking told me what happened, and the kid the kid from Tokyo Drift is barely in it, so I was like, screw this. I don't need to watch this. I'm all about that guy, the kid from the Sling Blade kid. It's really sad. I really wanted him to have a bigger role in that film.
Did you guys see San Andreas with The Rock?
No, I didn't.
I didn't even know that came out yet.
Yeah, it came out.
I hear the ending is kind of dumb. It's like real, like apparently the movie is like whatever, but that at the end it gets really patriotic and like, yo, America rules. It's like, that's kind of bizarre. It come out of nowhere. I don't know. It was a wrestling message board I read that on.
What wrestling message board were you reading?
The Wrestling Observer message board.
Okay, cool. All
right. That's right.
You like wrestling?
I'm a big nerd. I watch it occasionally, but I still read the news religiously. It's
really?
Like, oh yeah. Like I pay for wrestling news.
Yeah, because Wrestling Observer is a paid
yeah,
site.
Yeah, I pay the Observer.
That's Dave Meltzer's site.
Yes, I pay the yearly subscription fee.
Why don't you just read the Squared Circle on Reddit?
Because there are children there. I feel like they're children in Square Circle.
They do downvote every opinion that isn't the one that they like.
They feel like children there. That's why I like the Observer. It's all adults, all old men who are like, remember the territories?
Oh my God.
Jesus. Wait, did they remember the Brooklyn Dodgers also?
Probably, yeah. He's probably on there.
That's the
asking for GoFundMe.
So you were saying earlier that you think this is we should reclassify ourselves as a entrepreneurial podcast.
Yes.
God knows we're not very funny.
No, I've listened. I remember when you guys were like on like some air conditioning hosted website or something.
Big
like
ups
two
to Reynolds.
AC guys. I remember I used to play World of Warcraft listening to you guys. How big of a nerd am I?
You're our best goddamn friend. Don't ever call yourself a nerd.
The fact that you actually remember that website, because most of the people that listen now, like when I put up the lost tapes on Patreon,
right.
People are like, where the hell did this come from? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just on an old computer.
Yep. I was playing World of Warcraft alone because I didn't like to play with people. That's how any social.
I'm the same way, right? Like, so I used to play a lot of video games when I was younger, but then I just started saying, screw this. They're all cheating. Because I used to play a lot of what was the Half-Life game? Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
I used to play a lot of Counter-Strike, and I just kept losing because either I was terrible, but I told myself they're all cheating scumbags.
No, those guys. Counter-Strike is like one of the last games where like people take it like professionally, like and they practice, and it's like people are excellent at that game. People are like they play like Call of Duty. People are excellent at Counter-Strike.
Really?
It's pretty funny. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Do those guys go to like South Korea? And
yeah, there's all esports tournaments. Yeah, that's a gigantic business now.
But
like,
isn't
suddenly
like,
people watch it on.
Yeah,
online.
Yeah.
It's
there's
crazy.
there's giant stadiums filled with people watching dudes play. I guess League of Legends is that the biggest one?
Yeah, that's the big one. Yeah.
What happens in League of Legends?
It's a MOBA. It's basically
what's a MOBA?
MOBA stands for multiplayer online battle arena.
Okay.
Basically, it's like five guys against five guys, and they try to capture each other's fort. lack
of a better term. Team Fortress.
Similar, but it's like it's way hardcore. It's like there's a lot of stuff going on, and like you can't be a casual player, really. I mean, you can, but it's like that takes dedication.
So if we wanted to start like start a League of Legends, and we try to start a high society radio League of Legends team. What are our chances? How much time do we have to put in?
I would say don't bother. We're too old.
Yeah, I think they sold out like the Barclays Center with that shit.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it was during the day, but
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I saw something the other day where it's like those esports tournaments, they like rival like World Series viewership numbers. It's like it's really big, and it's only going to get bigger.
Now, I always thought that South Korea loves StarCraft.
Do love StarCraft.
It's like that was like even the original StarCraft.
Yeah, the original.
They still, those crazy Koreans, just all they do is I'm going to fucking go like a nerdy internet message board shit, Zerg Rush, right?
Sure.
Yeah, right? That's a weird fucking reference that only. I'm going to guess no one is going to get that listening to this.
No, the people who are still weeping over their PayPays got that reference.
Thank you. Do you like 4chan, Nicholas?
I do like 4chan. I'm on there quite a bit, actually. It's like people talk about Reddit. Oh, Reddit's this great. It's like, give me the real deal. Give me 4chan.
Thank you. Give me the fucking uncut shit. Give me that 4chan love. I love it.
It's legit.
Are you talking about cocks or
cocaine? No. Well, there's uncut cocks all over 4chan, yeah, but I'm just talking about the uncut internet content.
Yes.
It's so great. That's what I got from where the hashtag based pod. Hashtag based pod. Even though that's how old of a reference is that?
Gotta be 3-4 years.
In fact, people
cared
about.
Little B was dead.
But don't worry, we're very based. What subreddits do you? Not subreddits. What sections of 4chan?
The game one because I'm a video game guy.
Sure.
And I do like the business section. I like to see people talking about like, hey, I need like, what's the best way to make money from home? And there's guys saying like, kill yourself. don't bother. Things like that.
And you can sell your organs once you're dead.
Yeah. I like the legitimacy, like the truth behind like the 4chan. It's like there's no political correctness. It's just like people being like
terrible.
Mean.
Terrible.
But like that's what the internet for the longest time was. It was people being mean to each other until it became like, you know, this, you know, a little bit more clean.
Well,
it still is.
It's what
a
did
safe
Reddit,
space.
Yeah.
What did Reddit just do? Didn't they just say that?
Yeah,
they
actually just implemented new rules a couple weeks ago. Basically, you can't. They specifically outlawed revenge porn. You can't post pictures of like a naked person without their permission.
Porn is illegal. That makes
in certain states it's legal. It's not legal.
Wait, so are they taking down like our real girls? Because I like that subreddit.
I don't know offhand.
Oh no.
I believe our real girls still exists. But was there revenge porn specific? I guess it stemmed from the Fappening, right?
Yeah, you can't. They also you can't harass. Like if they find if you cannot harass online,
you can't
on Reddit anymore. No, it's officially not allowed. If someone wants to report you, they can report you, and you can get in trouble.
So 4chan basically like Reddit just cut its own head off. 4chan became the Highlander of the internet.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, even though Moot just left. Yes,
he left. He's like nuts to this. I'm tired of this. I can't do this anymore.
I saw a picture of Moot once, and I think he was in my neighborhood. So I think he lived in my neighborhood. For those who don't know, Moot is that's a Christopher Poole. He created 4chan and ran it for what 10, 11 years?
A while, yeah, something like that.
And there's no money in that, right? So
made no money off of it. No, he just got fucking harassed by the FBI constantly over, I guess, Gamergate. And
I'm sure he could have sold it too.
He could have sold. I mean, they have the population to sell it. Yeah, but the issue is like, who's gonna buy a website where they're literally talking about like, I'll chop your dick off because you disagree
with
me. It's like that's not, you know, I don't see.
Somebody will buy that. It has value. You throw ads on that shit.
I don't know if it has value. It's really dicey. Like a lot of shit comes from there.
Yeah.
That becomes popular on the internet as a whole and mainstream. Like the PayPay thing that we fucking talked about for whatever, a month or two before.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, 2 weeks ago, BuzzFeed had a goddamn PayPay.
Denny's was tweeting fucking rare PayPays.
I don't know how rare they were, to be totally honest.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure I saw all those PayPays before. And if a PayPay doesn't have its dick out, I don't want to look at it.
That's right. High five.
I've now found myself like I used to like read like TV threads on Reddit. Like if Game of Thrones happens, I go to the discussion thread or the post discussion thread. And I find it very annoying and stupid, and there's people like fucking. All right, so if you saw the last episode of Game of Thrones, spoiler alerts, a bunch of crazy shit went down. A bunch of shit never happened in the books happened, and we saw a bunch of White Walkers fuck shit up. And at one point, like, people in the Reddit thread were like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, the most obvious statements in the world. Like, why would you even bother going on the internet taking time to write this? And it got upvoted the fuck out of. Like, it's, you know, it's the top thing is something that's just totally stupid.
Right.
But like, but then I go into 4chan and they're just trashing the entire episode. They're being insane. They're just bringing up rape. It's I'm not saying it's a positive thing, but I would say it's, I might even say it's a more intellectual thing, but it's definitely a more entertaining thing.
Sure.
So you're calling rape entertaining. That's your official stance on the podcast?
Well, no, I'm saying the absurdity of people bringing up terrible things when they're just talking about a stupid TV show, I find that entertaining. Not that I'm not pro-rape, even though I wasn't surprised that Sansa Stark got raped. Spoiler alert again.
That was weeks ago. Yeah, that's on you.
I wanted to ask you regarding Game of Thrones. As someone, someone who's read the books, you have been into the series for a while.
Yes.
Is there like a resentment? It's almost like when your favorite band gets popular. It's like, oh, I hate them now. Is there any of that feeling toward the show now?
None at all whatsoever. Okay. Because the guys who are doing the TV show have streamlined and made George R. R. Martin's story better. The TV show is undoubtedly better than the books.
Okay.
It's taken him 6 years to write this next book, and the guys from the TV show are already at points past what he's writing about. Like, it's really crazy how they've made the show better, or have made the source material better in what they've done, in combining characters, chopping characters out, and getting to nitty gritty of the story. It's really quite impressive because it was a beloved series in books, and everyone was like, "It's got to be a fucking TV show."
Right.
But it could have been a horrible disaster, and it's the biggest thing I think HBO's ever had.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, by what? Yeah. Okay. Interesting. You know.
What was it? It's also the most torrented show of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the most torrented, yeah. But now I guess that's going to go... You think that's going to go down because HBO Now and HBO Go streams simultaneously?
Nah. I mean, maybe a little, but like, it's always... The piracy discussion, when I was at TechCrunch, I always just write about piracy. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, there are people on this planet who will not buy, they're not going to buy your thing. They're not going to subscribe to HBO. They're just going to download it. If they don't download it, they're not going to see it. It's not going to exist.
There are people who download stuff that they own. Like even people that pay for HBO. In Australia, I was reading about, like, a lot of people just will torrent stuff because I guess it comes out, like, a little later. It's like they pay for the service.
Right.
Fun fact. Video games are incredibly expensive in Australia.
Everything's incredible. You know how much a beer at a bar costs?
How much is a beer?
$18.
Bullshit.
I'm telling you.
Then why do they drink so much? What are they getting paid in Australia?
Well, that's the thing. The minimum wage is ridiculously high, and that's what fucking bartenders get.
Damn,
that's why beers are so expensive in bars, because everybody makes like $20 an hour.
Should we just start podcasting from Australia?
Well, we released those pizzas. People loved it. When you shot your dick off at that parade.
I forgot about that completely. You never made the custom Australian pizza, High Society Radio pizza.
No.
See, that's our problem, Nicholas. We don't have a lot of follow-up. Yeah. We come up with ideas.
Like I was saying earlier, is like this podcast should not be qualified. I mean, no disrespect, should not be qualified under like comedy or anything.
Oh,
like
I know
that.
It should. We're fucking unfunny dicks.
It should genuinely be classified under like entrepreneurship or business, because that's like 90% of what you guys discuss is like, maybe not get rich quick schemes, but like business ideas are. It's like if you sat down with like, you know, to work this out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good source material there. It's just you need to take the next step, which you did with the whiskey, which I was blown away. We did make some truffle whiskey.
And actually, I wanted to say I might be turning around on you. You know how I said it was a bad idea to market that?
Yeah.
I went into a fucking liquor store right by your house.
Okay.
Okay. You know the liquor store right over there on Jackson Avenue?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They were selling for $25 a pint a chocolate whiskey that was like Kings County Distillery.
We're gonna fucking lose a goddamn mint if we don't make this fucking whiskey.
Whoa.
Do you understand what I'm fucking saying? Please.
Okay.
We need to get some fucking seed money. Nicholas, does TechCrunch have any sort of liquor division? Even though you don't work with them anymore, can we go to TechCrunch Disrupt and fucking try to beat those Pied Piper assholes with their middle out goddamn compression?
I can ask if they have a liquor division. I'm not sure, but I mean, we can have those conversations, sure.
Good, because we're all going to have them.
Okay.
So continue your story, your chocolate pint of whiskey.
That's it. That's the whole story. It's $25
a pint.
Were
people buying it? Did you ask the...
I asked the guy. He said it was... I literally asked him. I was like, because that's twice the price of a bottle of like a bullet or something like that, like a good whiskey.
A pint, you mean?
No. Like $25 for a pint, that's $50 for a liter. That's about the same amount of money that like a really high-end whiskey. And I was like, is it good? They're like, well, it's chocolate and it's not sweet. I was like, but is it selling? Like a couple of people bought it. Like it's.
Don't I say that?
Huh?
No, oh, didn't even work.
Damn.
Never
it.
Mind. Wait, hold on.
Good timing on my part.
Well, again, we're not a comedy podcast anymore, apparently.
No, I guess we're just about making that fucking money.
And we're all respect.
Oh,
I think you guys should pivot, as they say in the business.
Oh, is that
pivot?
Now, what's that? What now? Explain what pivoting means, because I heard it on Pied Piper on Silicon Valley in the season one.
Pivot means you tried something and it failed horribly, but you're going.
That sounds like us.
That's this show. Holy shit!
But you take the underlying assets or infrastructure and tweak the idea a little bit. And then you go in a new direction.
Holy fuck, we need to pivot.
So the assets are us being high?
We're not as high as you'd think.
I'm kind of high.
Yeah, well, you get messed up before you come in here. I don't blame you. But the pivoting would be, I guess, our business acumen. Is that the correct word? Is that the correct?
Well, that's true. People have made money off ideas we've come up with. That place Tallywhackers just opened literally a week after we talked about it.
I mean, as soon as they heard that this podcast, they started building this concept for fucking selling dicks and cheeseburgers.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. I don't know. I think it's time to pivot. And thank God Bronx Johnny isn't here. And we have Nicholas.
I'm going to say this. I'm glad. Like, all right, well, you're now the consultant for this
show.
Sure.
You're 100%. Great. You are hired as our consultant. There is zero money in it, but we can give you equity.
And pizza.
Great. We can make the LLC afterwards.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm totally down with that, dude.
It costs money.
How much?
Not that much.
Like, we'll do some like of that sweet Patreon cash. And hey, patreon.com/highsocietyradio. Let's get that $50 in there, and let's just get this fucking party started already.
See, I'm glad you're here, because he listens to people that aren't me.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been saying we should pivot for a while. I didn't use the word pivot because I didn't
see
know
that's
it
the problem. You should have used the word pivot, and then I would have been like,
it sounds
"Oh
way more
shit!"
I should have referenced a television show.
Yes,
and that's exactly that on your fucking wavelength.
Hey, you know, you watch Silicon Valley, right? Yes, yes, I do. Have you been watching the second season?
Yeah, it's great.
I personally don't, because it's like it's kind of like a cop watching a cop show. It's like I can't. Because
you're like
I live that life.
You're entrenched.
I literally live that. I'm in that every day.
Oh yeah, because they were literally they used your company, right? Similar.
Your former company.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I can't watch. My girlfriend loves it though. She thinks it's very funny. I'm not saying it's not funny.
There's a douchebag who makes his own liquor. So I mean, maybe you're not going to be able to watch it after a while.
Shit. Well, that's if we actually start this liquor company, Truffle Whiskey.
Well, we have a consultant.
Yes. Who apparently knows a tech company with a liquor division. Who the fuck would thought that would actually exist?
I feel like all companies should have a liquor division. Just seems smart. It's called
It's just
lunch.
One of the benefits of the company. It's like free beer.
Yeah, it's a recession-proof business. I learned that from watching another HBO show, Boardwalk Empire.
All right. Cool. I never stuck with Boardwalk Empire, sadly.
Third season's the best one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you watch the third season?
No.
You watched the third season.
I watched like the first
watch anything else.
Like, 2 seasons, maybe, if that.
Bobby Cannavale goes fucking nuts in the third season.
That's good.
Yeah, he murks mad people. It's fucking fantastic.
All right, Chris said it. He murks mad people.
Spoiler alert. From fucking 2 years ago.
All right, so you work in, you know, Nick, a lot about these tech companies.
Yeah, I do.
What's the craziest, like, you always hear about like perks or whatever, and old, what's like the craziest shit you've heard of people getting? By working at your Googles, your Apples, your whatever.
I mean, yeah. Well, Chris, some of that type of stuff happens. But
really?
A lot. I mean, like off the record. But yeah, but it's like
I gotta learn how to code.
A lot of the times, it's like those. There's unlimited beer in the office. It's like a lot of hipstery type of like. Oh, it's like you could bring your dog to. It's like it's not as like on the clock. It's not as crazy as you might think. It's like off. Like office hours, it's like when like the weird stuff happens.
But do people get like totally trashed? Like,
no, of course, yeah. I mean, well, that's like any. It's like any like fast. It's like any fast growing industry. It's like there's a lot of money, a lot really quick, and people are just throwing it out there, and it's a big, you know.
Here's a question, and you guys have to give me the specific date to this question. When does the fucking bubble burst? Because we all know what's happening. We all know the tech fucking companies are going to fucking fall.
The second tech bubble is going to burst?
They just said that I think there was more money invested in tech companies this month or something than at the height of the last boom.
Right. I think the one big difference is like where the last tech boom was at 10, 15 years ago, 15 years ago.
You know how much money I had in pets.com? I got ruined.
It's like there were a lot of companies that went public really quickly that had no business model. Now, they just literally weren't making money. They would just go public because they had a bunch of users on their site. And not that these people paid or whatever, but they went public. Nowadays, it's that a lot of these companies are venture capital backed. So it's like there's not the same risk. So it's like if a company is funded and it fails, like that only affects the venture capital firm. That doesn't affect the wider.
They got plenty of banks, huh?
Yeah, and that's all these VC guys do all day. It's like cut checks to check for you, check for you, check for you on the 1 out of 10 that hits.
But I've even heard like some of those guys, like some of like the invest, like I've heard like
your Peter Thiels.
Yeah, but like guys like that are even saying that like there's so many people flooding the venture capital side of things that to get like a first round, to get in a first round of investing, you're paying more money than any, like people are asking for more money than they're worth, and they'll end up with shittier investors because they'll just they want this sum. So you're going to have more companies failing because they're going to get somebody, like instead of getting a Peter Thiel, they're going to get some schmuck who doesn't know what he's doing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
right. That's a fair,
well, yeah, that makes sense because like you hear that the dudes that first invested in like Facebook and then even Instagram or Twitter, they all like this, a lot of the same guys invested in all those companies, right? Because those were the first big apps or websites, whatever you want to say. Weird. Now you're stuck fucking trying to get some money into Snapchat. Does Snapchat have any value whatsoever? Besides having 17-year-olds use it.
I mean,
dick pics.
But there's plenty of other places to fucking see dick pics.
Yeah, but they disappear.
I just go to reddit.com/r/penis, and I get all the dick pics I want.
But it doesn't disappear after you send
that's
it.
Once they said that the picture disappears, I was like, oh, shit, that's a $1 billion company right there.
But you could take fucking screenshots. It doesn't make any sense.
Can. It's funny. They just had a front a cover story on Business Week last week, Snapchat. It's like it's a legit company.
It's great.
It's great. I mean,
well, it's a social network. I mean, what do you mean? It's young kids use it.
Exactly.
What are they charging? Like $750,000?
Yeah, something
like that. For a day of ads?
Yeah. I thought it was $250,000.
It's a large amount of money for the off chance that maybe a 14-year-old will see your Coca-Cola ad or whatever.
As he's masturbating to something.
Yeah. Well, he'll remember it.
Dicks or vaginas, depending on the child.
Or both. How effective do you think internet marketing is?
Me being the expert on internet marketing, I'm going to say 100% effective.
How many? Well, I mean, you bought that shirt off the internet.
No, I bought this at a dollar store. Thank you very much. It was in a pack of four. It was irregular. Yeah, it was
That's why I got this shirt.
There you go. We're the same, me and you. We're the same.
All right.
That was a reference to falling down. The Nazi at the back of the Army Navy store.
Okay.
Never mind. So go ahead.
I haven't seen that movie in quite a while.
We're the same, me and you. That was a Nazi who took Michael Douglas to the back of the store because Michael Douglas had already gone on his crazy gun spree.
Oh, is that when he gives him the big gun?
I think he picks up like a canister of an old Nazi canister that was apparently filled with gas. He's like, this one's empty. It was used. It killed a bunch of Jews. I'm like, Jesus, dude. And then I believe Michael Douglas killed him.
Maybe we should open an Army Navy store. What do you think?
Our consultant. Are they up or down
now? It's a real business. You're selling things for money. I think that's a great idea.
Can we make an app for the Army Navy store?
That's fucking genius. Because I heard there's all these douchebags throwing a bunch of money. Some fucking schmuck on a podcast told me that there's all these douchebags throwing money into apps.
That's not altogether incorrect.
Okay. All right, we're getting
there's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of money out there. It's literally just like, yeah, I know a guy who knows a guy, and all of a sudden you have seed money.
Okay.
It's not as hard as
like
you might think.
Like jizz money?
A little. Yeah, it's related.
My seed money is also blood money.
Oh, my God. I give away all of my fluids for money because I don't like to work. just suck everything out of me. You want a kidney? Go right ahead.
What's the movie Way of the Gun? Fucking Benicio del Toro's like, you can literally self-sustain if you sell enough blood and semen.
Oh, but back when Benicio del Toro gave a shit. Well, maybe he didn't give a shit then either. Maybe he just never gave a fuck and just got lucky with Traffic.
Traffic was great. I just saw that recently, like a couple days ago.
For the first time?
No. Holds up, though.
I remember seeing it in the theater. It was great. It's like, yeah, fuck that drug dealer. That's right. That's right. You love drugs, don't you? Topher Grace made you fucking start. Were they doing coke or heroin at the beginning?
I don't remember. I fell asleep during that movie.
Yeah, I think it was heroin.
Yeah, they're probably snorting heroin.
I was like, man, the suburbs were like way different than where I grew up.
No one was having fucking coke parties?
I mean, I don't know. I was at home reading Slashdot, so I really don't know.
Oh, Slashdot, old school. Oh, shit.
Little did you know you'd be destroying the internet technology game.
We're getting off topic again. All right, what's the topic? Since you're the consultant, can you head the app team? Because we haven't been. We've so far it's you and Coke Logic, and I'm the supervisor.
Well, the issue there's one slight issue in that I personally cannot code. However, I will offer my services as a sort of like director, or as a sort of like an executive producer, as someone who has been in the game, quote unquote, for a little while now.
Oh, you're in the fucking game, dude.
And I can help organize it and manage it, and I can sort find
first thing
people
is,
to help
I'm
us
gonna
build
give
it.
You, I'm going to give you Coke Logic's email address after the show.
Okay, that's
first,
not a problem.
That's the first step.
This
is synergy. That's what this is, right?
This is the most successful podcast we've ever fucking had. You know why? Johnny isn't here. And finally, we were able to get Nicholas in. Because Johnny was talking all sorts of shit about you. I was like, Johnny, we need to bring this fucking dude in.
I like Johnny. He's funny.
Well, he is fucking freaked out and worried about you.
Okay.
And now after
probably
the show,
more so once he actually finds out you're on the show.
Oh, God, yes. This is really bad. This is bad for everyone involved, actually. Especially the app team.
It's funny because he was really worried we were going to bring in a different Puerto Rican guy a while ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. He's a paranoid psychopath.
Yeah. He really thought this kid, our buddy, he really thought we were going to bring him in. He was like, yeah, I'm sick, so you can finally bring in this dude like you always wanted to. I'm like, why would we bring that guy in here? He's just a loudmouth. He's going to talk over us and not say anything funny.
He's going to be high probably.
Yeah.
Actually, not probably. He'll definitely be high.
Yeah.
In a bad way. Not even in a good way.
Well, I'm here to help out in any way I can.
Well,
I am, in fact, Puerto Rican, if that makes any difference.
That makes a huge difference, and it's a huge positive.
Exactly. Because
we're equal opportunity employers here.
Except for no broads, no black people, Asians, differently abled people,
well,
except you.
If we need a coder, I think we're going to have to go Asian. We're going to have to break that.
We get a Jew?
Yeah, sure. Zuckerberg, bruh.
There you go.
Was the social network like accurate, you think?
I didn't see it because once again, it's like I'm not.
You can't watch anything about it.
It's like.
Wow, you ever seen Hackers like back in the
early Hackers was great.
All right,
I will watch Hackers right now.
Worked, I'm sure
that's
that was
true.
Before you worked in
and
the
it's
industry.
Also like ridiculous. It's like, oh my god,
that's not real. I thought you could do that.
No, when you hack things, you go into a 3D world.
Wait, like in Tron?
Like in Hackers, they fucking fly around that 3D world looking for a garbage file.
It's funny because like there's no way to make like an interesting like hacker movie like how it's actually done because it's just a guy with like a Diet Coke at his keyboard, just like quietly listening to like Fish or whatever. like that's what a
wait
hacker
a second.
Is.
Hackers love Fish?
Hackers the movie is your life, Stanley?
I wish it was my life, bro.
Like that's what hackers are. They're not like wearing like headbands and like. You know, skateboarding around.
It's probably a guy from Eastern Europe with little to no money, and he's just running programs to fucking steal money from someplace else, is what I'm going to guess. Or doxing people. Why do people get doxed online?
Why do they get doxed? Yeah. Probably because they upset someone is why they get doxed.
It seems so easy to upset people on the internet. I don't want to get doxed.
Yeah, people get pissed and they just dox you. Now explain what doxing is.
Doxing is
people listening might not know.
I know. Doxing is basically where you have someone you don't like and you release all of their personal information like on Reddit or Pastebin or whatever the site is. It's like, here's just where this guy lives, here's his social security number, here's his wife, here's his kids. And it's not fun usually to see your information out there like that.
No, it doesn't seem very fun.
You can not have a Facebook account. Like I don't have one, so that helps against doxing.
I heard that even if you delete your Facebook account, that it's still there.
Well,
somehow.
I mean, they give you two options when you go to delete the account. They say like you can permanently delete it and it'll be gone forever, you know, according to them.
Yeah.
Or you can like deactivate the account where it's like they'll flip the switch off. Where it's like, if you want to come back in a year or two, your stuff is still here. But I just hit delete because it's like I don't care about my friends in high school. Like I don't care what they're up to.
Fuck them, right? They're dicks.
Yeah. They teased me and stuff. And now look at me.
That's right, baby.
I'm on this business podcast.
Those weren't your friends. Exactly. So, all right. As an official consultant / head of the app, how the hell do we get somewhere where more people listen to our fucking great entrepreneurial fucking the only entrepreneurial podcast that curses?
Our great fucking entrepreneurial podcast.
Yeah.
I would say you guys could probably do more marketing and PR. You should probably try to be on other people's like podcast. Like there's like a million and one like self-help and like all those types of like, oh, you should be somebody. You should take control of your own destiny. That's like a whole cottage industry of like self-help. You guys should be on that circuit all day, every day.
Is taking control of your own destiny, drinking until you fall asleep and then pretending none of the things happened that happened while you were drunk the night before?
I've, yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
and it, yeah.
form of self-help.
Because we got that.
Oh, unlock.
Yeah. I mean, you guys should try to go on NPR and be like, hi, we're...
All right, see, I don't believe...
We're totally liberal, bro. Get the show.
I am. You're a libertarian weirdo, Chris.
That's true.
Now, do you listen to other business podcasts?
Like, I do, yeah.
Now, comparing us to them, obviously we don't know as much. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to try to pretend like for something we're not.
Right.
But you think the people that listen to business podcasts,
right?
Do you think they would get a, let's just say, get a kick?
Yes,
out of
I
listening
do.
To
I
this
absolutely do.
Crazy
and I think
talk.
That I think that's the niche that you fill because you talk enough about this stuff. Like you could be a business podcast, or you could also like pivot into like just. I mean, you guys talk about tech a lot anyway. Like incidentally, there's a million and one tech podcast, but a lot of them are not very funny, or they try to be funny, and they're just not.
Can't imagine a fucking tech podcast trying to be funny.
It's some are better than others.
Sure,
at it.
Yeah, wait, like anything else.
Does TechCrunch have a podcast? Can we do that?
They've got a bunch, yeah. But they do.
So you got somebody over at the first of all, how close
TechCrunch has a show here at Sirius.
How close is the podcast division to the liquor division? Because if they were right next to each other, that'd make our lives really easy.
They might be on different floors. I haven't been in a while.
That I bet sucks. They probably have an elevator though.
Chris Nicholas is gone from TechCrunch, okay? He's with Circa now.
So did they have a podcast?
And they're crushing it.
We had one. It was it was a little wackier back then. It was not nearly as formatted and as like serious. It was just like a bunch of guys sitting, you know, in their home offices talking about,
CP.
Yeah, cheese pizza. That's what we're talking about.
You're all a sick fuck. You're a sick fuck.
I'm online all day. What do you want?
Do you think the home computer is fucking done with the advent of? I mean, unless you fucking need
like a gamer, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. I like to look at my girlfriend as sort of like the typical consumer.
Okay.
And
she likes for you to think of her that way.
Nice compliment.
Yeah. We have a wonderful relationship.
Hello, typical consumer. I love you.
No, but the thing is, like,
consume this jizz.
Stop it. Let's be classy.
What? It's his girlfriend. I assume she consumes some of it.
Stop it.
I'm not gonna discuss that
good,
on the air.
Good. Be classy. All right. Just so
no.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. She comes home and she's on her phone and she's on Facebook a lot. Yeah. She's not sitting in front of a computer like a laptop or a desktop. Like I do think that the idea of coming home from work and sitting in front of a computer is not as powerful an idea as it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Because people are sitting in front of computers at work all day.
True. And the last thing you want to do is come home and sit in front of a computer. Yeah. So that's why you whip out your phone or your iPad or whatever it is, and you troll whatever website you like to
troll. You go to reddit.com/r/penis, yeah. And then you just look at all sorts of great cocks.
Some people do that, yeah.
What?
But I think, all right, but I think kind of with tablets, it kind of makes like desktops like more, because they're less expensive. I don't understand the point of a laptop. Like few people need them. Like a lot of people I know that spend extra money on a laptop. I'm like, you can get the same level of computer doing something else and just get a fucking tablet. Like
all you're
doing is watching Netflix on your laptop.
Yeah. And that's
in your house. Like you could just do that on an iPad.
That was the initial big selling point of the iPad. It was like you don't need a laptop. You just have this big screen and there's your Netflix, there's your Facebook,
your email, yeah.
There's all your stuff. And for like the average person who only is like checking email or like doing like light, people aren't sitting at home rendering movies on their computer.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Even if you are, you have a computer. Like rather than have a laptop, like you should still have a computer.
If you
want to do stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I guess.
Yeah, but most people aren't going to want to do stuff like that. You know.
The average person.
The average person's fine with their phone.
The average OP. Okay. Oh, average OP. That's original poster for you people not in the know. Okay. And what's OP?
It's original poster.
All right. Good.
Man, it's like I'm on.
But what is the OP?
Is a fag for life. That's what.
Chris said that, not Nicholas, everyone.
You might get fired.
Yeah.
What 4chan app do you use on your phone?
Just the website, mobile web.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I use Clover. Okay,
cool. Oh, is that Android?
Android.
I see.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess this isn't going to work out.
Yeah, I guess I could just go.
Wait, but we need a consultant, though. Also, you killed Johnny.
Seriously, what's better, Android or Apple? Tell me right now. What's better? You fucking tell me.
Apple.
Okay.
You want to make money or not? I'm telling you, it's Apple.
That's true. People,
really?
Yeah. If you, that is true, right?
That's what I've heard. It's like, It's way easier to make money on iOS than Android.
Apple users are way more likely to pay for freemium.
There's like a number of studies that have come out that say that. Yeah.
Wow. For years.
I had never heard. I see you got to form these studies in our next meeting.
Android users will like download the light version of an app. So I was like, I'm not paying a dollar. I'll get the free one and then see like ads.
Well, I'm like an Android user. I'm a cheap fuck. Perfect.
And well, a lot of Androids, like this one in my hand, is a burner phone.
Ah, yes. Yes, Cuban B.
So since you don't want to put your information into it because it is a throwaway phone registered to a fake name.
So many criminals and drug addicts and drug dealers using Android phones that it's destroying their customer base.
I feel like we're in the Silk Road right now just talking about it.
That's right, yeah. Fucking
the guy got the book thrown at him the other day.
Yeah, the
he got life.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
I didn't.
And they didn't even get him on the murders.
Also, Chris, you sent me some earlier today. When were we talking about the Silk Road?
2012 was the first clip. Somebody posted it on our subreddit today or yesterday. That the first clip of us talking about it was 3 years ago, 2012, when nobody knew about that shit.
Yeah.
And you explained it to me and Johnny, and we had no idea what the fuck you were talking about.
Oh, dope. It's too bad we'll never get credit for that.
On YouTube with the date.
All right, good. Now we do have credit. Good.
It's got like 80 views right now.
Great. We have to pivot fucking immediately.
I've been saying
that. This shit ain't working out.
I've been saying that.
We need to pivot! Fuck! Is there some sort of like app for, that's like Uber, but for podcasts that we can create? I'm not sure how that would work. Can we call it like Ubercast and then people will be like, oh, I like Uber. I guess I'll give you millions of dollars.
What does it do specifically?
I don't know, dude.
Okay.
I don't
All right, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah. Isn't that how it works now? Aren't we at,
Didn't they just come out with something like that? Some Swedish podcast app just made a ton of money, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah. there's a Swedish podcast.
I think they were calling it the Uber of podcasting. They stole your idea retroactively.
Clunts. What do you think's going to happen between Spotify and Apple's new streaming service?
It's interesting. Apple's new streaming service, word on the street is that it's going to debut, I think, Monday or Tuesday. They're going to announce it at their big...
It was just Beats. You're announcing it right now.
I'm announcing it.
You're an Apple spokesperson.
With Tim Cook earlier today. they bought Beats last year for, I think it was like $3 billion, whatever it was. Now they're working on integrating Beats Music into, I guess, iTunes with the idea that it's like, Apple... Until that time, they only had the download iTunes store, and like nobody downloads music anymore. Everyone just streams stuff.
Isn't that weird?
It's so weird. It's like we've seen, you guys are about my same age. We've seen like the Napster.
I'm 22 years old.
Wow.
Last week you were 17. You're like, you got progeria or some shit.
Don't worry about it.
But like we've seen Napster, we've seen iTunes, and now Spotify, and now like YouTube. Like the fact is, like a lot of people just use YouTube to listen to like, I want to hear that one song. They'll go on YouTube and get it for free. So it's like.
You can get full albums on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just in one clip.
And Spotify, like only like a fraction of their overall user base is actually a paying subscriber.
Yeah,
they
have 60 million subscribers. They have 60 million users and 15 million are subscribers premium subscribers.
Yeah, but don't they play ads? Don't they?
They
do.
The non premium plays ads. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. So can't they make money off that? I mean, Pandora seems to be doing fine.
Yeah. Pandora loses a lot of money.
Yeah,
really?
It's kind of a crummy business streaming music. It's like it. It brings in a lot of money, but it also costs a lot of money just in like music licensing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they pay artists like shit, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's you know, you could blame Spotify for that, but that's the deal that the artists signed with their record label. So
that's why
like,
I'm going to subscribe to Tidal.
Yeah, you and like that's
six
about it.
Other people. Nah, I mean, it's going to be me, Memphis Bleek, Beanie Siegel, Freeway, and then we're all going to be Tidal buddies. I'm going to be in State Property 3, the new movie.
Tidal is the Jay-Z streaming music service that launched a couple of weeks ago, and it launched to like a big press conference here in New York. All these celebrities were there, Jay-Z, Jack White, like every music guy worth his salt. And the pitch was just like, well, Spotify doesn't pay the artist, but Tidal, we're going to pay the artist. And they got a lot of backlash because it's like, I'm a consumer. I don't really care that Jay-Z's not getting paid for his music. Like, he's rich enough already.
But,
I'm not going to have trouble sleeping because he's not making enough money off Spotify.
If people just take their music off Spotify and just put it on that, like if they're paying the artist more and they're like giving, you might start seeing exclusive deals. You don't think
they could do that, but it's like if no one's using Tidal, then no one's hearing your music, and then you don't exist. Yeah. It's like at that point, you're better off just putting it on YouTube.
Well, then you do something like I mean, it's kind of like how the podcasts that get the most hits are people who do other things, so they
right.
can promote. Like you kind of just like if you're famous. You
right.
can, and you're promoting an album, and you're saying it's exclusive to Tidal, and people want to hear it, they'll at least pay for a month.
Right. Well, that's also what you guys could sort of do. It's like you've got the podcast. Maybe just consider the podcast like a big ad for you guys. You guys go on the road. You go to, like, you know, Ronkonkoma. You go town to town.
And show whiskey.
And do whatever. Yeah. Throw dice. Who cares? Just, you know,
that sounds
come in
great.
And come
that's
hang with the boys.
That's a great fucking idea that we throw illegal dice games.
For charity.
Yeah, for charity.
Whatever it is. But come and hang out and buy our t-shirts while you're here. And that's where you make your money. The podcast itself is just an ad for the big, you know, summer festival that you guys tour with.
So Burning Man.
Burning Man. It could be, you could make up your own thing.
And there are a lot of tech people on Burning Man now, right?
Yeah, it's like some, yeah. It's come full circle.
Live podcast from Burning Man. No poutine this time though, right? That's...
Nothing but poutine is what I like to say.
You guys could put it on Periscope and like Meerkat. Man.
I'm going to have to get a newer phone.
This is making a lot of sense. You know how much headway we've made in the last hour?
I hope I've helped a little bit.
No, you've helped fucking crazy amounts.
Okay.
Thank God Johnny's not here. Thank God. And when he comes
like how you're looking at his chair when you say that.
Yeah, I'm pissed. But also I'm happy. I'm confused, to be totally honest.
Well, it's a big day for you.
Yeah, it's crazy,
dude. You're not going to have to wear any more dollar store shirts.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to fucking buy actual store shirts. I might even go to Amazon and buy some clothes.
Oh, shit.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
No, I don't have Amazon Prime.
Really?
I'll order it for you. I'll
yeah,
get the free.
Splurge. Treat yourself.
Wait.
Your birthday's coming up.
What's good about Amazon Prime? What's that mean?
You get free 2-day shipping on most stuff.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, pretty dope.
You can get these little buttons for things that you use all the time, and then you just push the button and it shows up at your house the next day.
That's true. I don't have that, but
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, they got these little buttons that for like a product. Let's say you use
I like products.
Tide. Like Tide detergent.
Yeah, let's say Kiva Confections, your boys, right?
Oh, my boys.
You hit the Kiva Confections button. It's just like on your fucking weed box. You hit that shit. 2 days later, you get some chocolate bars. Probably not that, though. I don't think Amazon sells weed.
That's weird, dude. Yeah. I can't believe that shit. I guess I'm going to have to get an Amazon Prime fucking subscription now. I feel like an idiot.
You charge it to the company. It's a business expense.
I don't like him charging all these things to the company.
Okay, we'll get a corporate Amazon Prime account.
It seems that you charge something to Manuel.
Don't worry about Manuel. He keeps my head straight.
On the receipt, it just says, wink, wink.
Barry White CDs. I heard this. Though. I had to get them, dude. It was the fucking greatest hits. The fucking guy sold me on it. You know, I'm not fucking dealing with that bullshit. You know, he has other people coming on, and it's watered down. Hit the fucking Barry White sound.
I get what you're saying.
I want that greatest hit shit.
Maybe one of the coders requested the Barry White CD. He's like, I got to hear
that.
That's right.
I'm like, I'm coding tonight, dog.
Wait a second. Can we get coders from Amazon Prime? Because free shipping. From Asia, we'd save a lot of money.
They deal in human trafficking? I didn't know that.
I have to double check. I haven't been online today. I don't know.
Seems more of an eBay thing, but I feel like
eBay more like e-gay, right? No,
I mean they're a potential sponsor as well. You're just fucking this up for us.
I fuck most things up. I'm a screw up. Oh man, this has been a crazy show. You know what's fucking almost over now already? How fast that was?
It's gone by fast.
Well, it's because we have someone keeping us on track for once. We got Nicholas DeLeon in here from Circa, baby.
That's right.
They're going to destroy you. You want to know about the fucking news of the day? You go to Circa.
That's right.
What the hell is Circa? I don't even
know. Explain everyone what Circa is.
Oh, well, funny you ask. Circa is a mobile news app for iOS and Android. You go in the App Store and just search Circa News. I'm the tech editor there, so any like tech story, Apple, Google, all that stuff, odds are I wrote it. The idea is that if you don't have all day to keep up with the news, you don't have time to read a 1,000-word article.
I don't.
I know, right? Who does? But who does nowadays? You could read Circa, and it's sort of a condensed version of the day's events.
Oh yeah, you guys got Mad Bank. I remember reading about when you guys got the venture capital.
So in like in 2 seconds, you're caught up with the day's events. You know what's going on.
You should write a story about this great business podcast that I heard, where the guys curse and talk about their cocks. It's like a business. Except they're talking about dicks.
And then other people can take our half-brained ideas
right.
and then make money off of them.
Exactly. But then we could sue them.
Maybe you could like patent the ideas and then like try to sell the patents.
Oh, hell yeah, we should
or, like,
just troll
because you can't like you can't like incorporate an idea. You guys have a lot of ideas, but that's you can't.
But you know we're
you can't
lazy.
Sell.
We're lazy idiots.
Well, patents are really expensive. I looked into it. They're like G's and G's.
Oh, okay.
Word?
Never mind. Never
have you
mind,
never
then.
Looked into that?
No, I've never had. I've never invented anything.
Guess we're gonna have to start selling more coke.
Wait, no, wait a second. Is there a patent on cocaine? Can we just patent cocaine and then charge the Mexican cartels to sell cocaine?
Yeah, we'll send them a bill. We'll fucking wait. I'll wait to get the cash back.
Yeah, I think they'll pay it.
Banco Popular. We got a giant fucking transfer.
My grandpa had an account there.
It's this way. Wait. It worked. They believed us. The cartels believed us. We're rich. We're rich in blood money, guys.
Well, they did return that one anonymous hacker guy.
There was an anonymous hacker guy?
He got kidnapped by the cartels in Mexico, and they returned him because Anonymous got at the dudes who run the cartel and were like, yo, do you know who we are? Because we're going to fuck your shit up. And the guy was like, oh, man, there's definitely a... You never know. Some guy high in the cartel, there's a fucking video online of him blowing a dude. He doesn't want that out there.
Sure. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Why would he have a video of that out there?
Because he likes blowing dudes.
Okay.
I'm not saying allegedly. Like I'm not saying
we're
that
not
guy.
Saying anyone's blowing anybody.
I'm not saying. Yeah,
everything's cool.
But you expect that bill in the mail.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
All our cartel listeners, just so you know.
Yeah, and there's plenty. I'll tell you that much.
We're trying to learn English.
No, that's a great way to learn English here. Exactly. I butcher the fucking English language and curse constantly. It's great. Oh man, it's over. It's over tonight, boys. Isn't this sad? Did you say you missed Johnny?
I hope he's okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I hope he's not too upset, like I you know, kind of stole his gimmick.
You did steal the gimmick, actually.
What, being brown?
Yeah.
I mean, oh yeah, you should probably play that Sex Travaganza music, because we got some clips ready.
Nicholas, describe this porn scene in graphic detail.
Okay.
Now, you see, there's a colored gentleman.
Yeah, she's catching that dick. She's catching that dick. So hot, right? What's your favorite pornography subreddit? I said mine, R Penis.
Yeah,
R Real Girls.
I do like R Real Girls.
Because they're girls, but they're not porn stars.
Exactly.
Good, yeah, that's right. You like that, right? Right, dog?
Who doesn't?
I'm going to change mine from R Penis to R Space Dicks. R Space Dicks.
It's not a porn subreddit.
I jerk off to it, so it is a porn subreddit.
All right. You can't even divulge that.
You defer?
No. I'll maybe next time.
Okay. Good. All right.
All right. So far.
It's a date.
Okay.
So now with our new consultant, we have a head of an app team.
Yeah.
We're going to get our shit made in the TechCrunch liquor division.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the TechCrunch podcast division, we got that locked down.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we're going to be on the front page of Circa in the morning.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
This is great.
This has been a successful.
You murdered and buried Johnny in the park years ago.
I know. What was I thinking being a good friend?
I know.
And person. I screwed that up completely. Okay, that's it for us. We're done. High Society Radio. Go to Instagram.com/High Society Radio to see the last known picture of Bronx Johnny, because that will be posted. at 7 p.m. Friday. What's this Friday's date? June 5th? That's to mean today's date, right? I don't know. Yeah,
today's
June 5th.
The 3rd, so that'll be the 5th.
June 5th. No, we're recording this live. All right, we're almost done. At HS Radio Show on Twitter and patreon.com/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Nicholas DeLeon.
Thank you. I'm sorry I called you DeLeon.
It doesn't
Nicholas
matter.
DeLeon.
It doesn't
Bye.
Matter.